any health concerns out of the game?
Nothing. Came out clean. Okay. Haven't said that very often.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
You touched a bit on Adam Lowry's presence last night. I just want to follow up a bit on it. It's all about speed and skill these days, but how much room is there still for a guy like
that? Well, lots of room, especially in the West and certainly in the Central. The teams are still built more like that, that there's some big, heavy men in the game. I think that line, like the very first shift of the third period, they get in for about a minute 10, an offensive zone heavy play. Kind of a couple scrum chances generated, but that is what they're going to offer. They're going to score some goals, and they're going to be around the blue paint, and they'll be in heavy areas. But they took a pretty good line and kept them in their end of the ice and finished checks and battled on them, and that's the real advantage. I didn't think they were necessarily in sync. As I would expect after a guy's been off 2 months, they were still moving off each other, trying to figure out how that works, even though they've played together. I think with every game here over the next two or three with Adam, you'll see an increase in speed, a comfort level with his line mates.
How about the physical element? I mean, you're with a Buffalo year who's played that. I don't want to say you've ever been pushed around. Maybe you want to...
No, I didn't.
That.
I don't... that didn't happen to us this year. Like I think we got into scrappy games and we hung in on those. Clearly, we lost a lot of size out of our lineup off our back end. Most of the big men went left, and so I think that element becomes more valuable with him in the lineup. That you do have some size, you got a little bit of protection. If there is a heavyweight that is looking for something that night on the other team, you've got a guy willing. Not that that's first on his resume, but he's available for that. I think we've got just enough veteran guys in our lineup probably the bigger reason is because we play in the Central, you just play enough games like that all year that you're used to it. So when the game gets really banging, it's not really a big surprise to us. So that's kind of the way anybody who's been here is used to that kind of hockey. But having a big man in the middle helps. Right, the game's not getting softer, and it's not going to be played more on the perimeter, for sure. It's going to be blue paint and along the walls.
You were pretty careful with Adam's minutes, though, yesterday, right?
Well, yes. But no, I think more was... I liked the match with Scheif's line, so if they were going to run that line, Dvorak line, into the 20s, I was fine with that. And then... Eakin line had some offense, so I was just trying to find the right place for them. I didn't use them on the one kill, right, because we've been killing really well. What happened with that one is our first unit went out, was on for a minute and a half, right? That was an extended, so I didn't have time to get live. You just went with the second unit, and Lowe's would have come out in the third pair. But I would have been, I never got to a place where I had to cut him back. He was in a spot where he didn't play minutes that I was worried about. Not as big a concern in their building. They're going to move they're going to want their two offensive lines against our two offensive lines, kind of that same matchup. The difference will be is they won't get it all the time, right? D-zone faceoffs, things like that. They're going to want to put their offensive line on, and I'm going to have Lowe's take a lot of those draws, and Andrew Kopp, his numbers are so good at center. So they won't get it in the offensive zone. I'll get more of what I want at home, but it changes a bit. That being said, we all have a plan, and we go into every game, and then the puck drops, and the plan gets changed because the line that you were most afraid of maybe isn't going, and it's another line that you've got to find. Or, you know, the other thing we've done with Adam's line is play him against the biggest line that they have. So there were times in Vegas that they would play at whatever Reeves line is, they would go out and handle that. So we have a plan. On the road, it's a little different. I've always been more concerned about flow off the bench, getting guys off the bench on the road. At home, I'm less concerned about it.
Andrew Kopp said something interesting a few minutes ago about his level of confidence in the team. And while he said it was fairly consistent through the year, that second game in Jersey down 4-0, there he was there in the dressing room thinking that what's going on here.
Right.
Did you get that sense from your players at that time?
No, we had gone into New York and put up 47, right, and lost that game 5-4, I believe, and then gone in. And we knew that we were going to have some challenges defensively. The question was how big they were going to be, that our forwards could push back in that game and we could come back. I think gave us a little bit of confidence. I liked our game in the island, lost that one. No, I think we had a pretty good idea how we were going to have to play all year. I didn't think we were in real trouble down 4-0 in that game. I thought we were in trouble, but I didn't think we looked a whole lot different than when we were going to look for the next 5 months.
Paul, you know what you're getting with Cobb and Lowry on their own end of the rink. How has Jack's game developed in that end of the rink throughout this year?
Well, awareness. You know, the big challenge we find with young players is their play along the wall. That the idea of when I just got to get this thing out, when I can make a play to the inside, because if you're wrong on that play to the inside, it's in our slot, or when I've got to be physically strong enough just to scrum this puck, just to eat it, take the hits. That's the challenge for those guys. And then the defensive zone sort outs. Guys coming in this league would have never seen five-man rotations like you see in the NHL. You get a team with an active back end, and those forwards are in and out. There's a lot to learn. He's made great strides in that, and to the point we did run him back in the middle of the ice because we were comfortable with where he's at defensively, and there's still lots of room.
Well, going back to the idea of confidence, just with what you've seen growing through February, March, do you notice something different with your group at this point?
I think we're better rested. I think that's where most of the good feeling guys come into the rink. They're not. We got into that prior to the Olympic break. We didn't have a lot of energy, but we played really hard in our last two games. And that's kind of where the Boston game out of the break was the one that bothered you. Like, it was a little bit like the Edmonton loss in Edmonton, but that Boston game, you know, we lost 4 in a row and had a break, come into that game and play great and lose. You're wondering how long, because you're barking at them to play harder. Just a whole lot harder. And then we started to get a payoff, right? We beat St. Louis, overtime loss to Nashville, but a really well-done game, go in and win in St. Louis. So we started to get that. Now we're playing as hard as we possibly can. We played hard all year, but for me, we were really pushing at that point. Was worried about how we would handle the news about Brian, because that came in right after that he wasn't going to be back for the rest of the year, but then we added two players. I think that helped us, right? So we add two players and then about three more right after that. We were exceptionally busy at the trade deadline because we had all these NHL players that we didn't have to pay for. They were working out with the Moose, basically. So we got a pretty big influx of players here over the last little while. And so now we know, I think, the confidence that we can compete with the teams that we're playing. We went in a bunch of nights where you got nine guys out of your lineup and you're going, this is going to be a tough one. Like, we're going to have to scratch and claw to keep this thing tight to stay in the fight. Now, that's a big number for any team to have. We went 6 to 9 players just about every night. Now, it's going to be a fair fight every night, so we're excited about that. That's probably where a lot of this confidence comes from. You feel like you're not going into a fight wounded and you have a chance. It's not that you're going in there and say, hey, if we just play our game, we'll win by five. That's arrogance. There's none of that in our room. But there's some, hey, we feel pretty good. We got a pretty good team, and we got a chance.
You guys have known from the beginning how you were going to need to play. Given the roster, do you feel as if you guys generally have done it for
yeah.
the season? And then what was the key for you, in your mind, to getting those guys to buy in? Because you have so many offensive
Just the real key was having enough leaders and veteran players that understand the game that they could look at our lineup and say, okay, we gotta change some things in how we approach each night, but we can still find a way to win on any given night. So I think we're sitting about 12th in goals against. That, to me, is the one stat I like. That through this, yes, our goaltending's been good. That shows that some offensive players have been grinding as hard as they can. We're not perfect, certainly with the, I guess, inexperience of our blue line together. We get a little more experience with Dylan comes in, but that now you've got Tucker Pullman, who's got almost a year under his belt, generates a goal, generates a pass, generates a goal, scores a goal the other night. So some of these young players now, we won't call them inexperienced. They've got some games under their belt, so they're feeling good.
How much more does that help with the experience you have, maybe more on your penalty kill? And I'm looking at the Edmonton game tomorrow just based on the fact that's the only game you've given up power play goals against. Like, does it help that you've got Lowry back in that role? How well Nick's playing going into tomorrow?
We'll stay with the same. Like, if you looked at the two goals that we gave up in Edmonton, they came up the ice twice on us, Connor McDavid did, and we held the line. It was Anthony Boteto, held the line twice. So we were really excited about that. It got into the corner, and we were scrumming that puck. I felt that one looked like 6 and 9 for us. We just couldn't come up with the puck where we have with our other kills. We were a little late, hits a seam, it's in the back of the net, and it's the same thing. We're in the vicinity, in the battle for a puck twice on their second goal. We played hard as we could in Edmonton, but I thought that was the area that you saw a little bit of fatigue with our schedule setting in, because that was a tough one coming into the end. And then little pieces, you're right, like Morrissey's not in that lineup. I mean, he'd take it 30 seconds off somebody. Lowry's in there. He's going to take 30 seconds off somebody in one of those kills, and maybe your legs are a little bit better. So adding that. I never got to Adam last night on the, because we were a minute and a half on the first pair, so the second pair were going out. He would have gone back out with Andrew Kopp if it was a normal 30-30 split kind of thing. But we'll get him back out there.